Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. Hey, what's going on? I got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. So, like, throw these at you on the freebie, give you a little taste of what's going on. Now, if you want the full episode of the Lost Zane recordings, you get it on my Patreon. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The Lost Zane recordings, all that time on WBBL in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I have all of those episodes. So I've been releasing them one at a time, twice a week. All the way up to the bitter end when they said, get out of here. We're changing the format or whatever the hell it was. Or at least that's what they told me. It was probably like, we're changing the format, but we can't stand you. I have no idea. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But, yeah, so I've been releasing these twice a week on my Patreon. Mondays and Fridays, you get another day's worth of episodes. So here you go. Giving you a little sample of it. This was part of a conversation. Actually, it was the conversation of me telling Julius the story of when a guy by the name of James the Game Gemmel. Boom, boom, boom. This is how that all started. His character. It came from a story. He was always trying to get me to throw a punch so that he could defend it and then throw me on the ground. Like, he always wanted to show me how good he was at hand-to-hand combat. And so that's what's going on with this story. And Julius just, he loses his mind in the story, laughing his ass off. It's a good one. All right, you want the full show? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month. Check it out. All the details are on there. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right, enjoy.
If anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on WBBL.
Hey, thanks to Alan Bob for signing out with the Eric Zane Show. That's right, Alan Bob Sports, serving West Michigan sportsmen, and sportswomen. Right here in beautiful Grand Rapids since 1959. That's over a half century of pure local distilled West Michigan hunting and fishing knowledge and experience. Not some national chain plunked on a store and hung up a help wanted sign. The folks at Allen Bob's are truly the local experts. They know fishing and hunting all over Michigan, and especially here in West Michigan. From big lake charter fishing to bow hunting, and they know what equipment, what bait, what supplies to recommend. We do this from the MapesDebt.com Bankruptcy Studios. Next segment, I'm going to tell you about a new game that we're going to play today on the Eric Zane Show. to win tickets to the LPGA. That'd be a lot of fun. I think you're going to like it. I'm going to need your help on that, Julius. I talked about it off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we had mentioned last break how I had an interaction with WJRW's James the Game Gemmel, who, by the way, must be in great spirits these days because the Tigers have won four in a row. Who did they beat yesterday? Oakland?
Toronto Blue Jays.
15-0 or something like that?
No. 11-0. You're getting there.
And why he's happy is because that puts them like a game and a half ahead of the Sox, who James is in a rival. He's got like a lot of trash talking going on, or at least Gravy trash talks James, Gravy from Hot, and Gravy the biggest White Sox fan. So whenever the Tigers get one up on the White Sox in any way, shape, or form, that's a good day for him. So he comes bopping down the hallway in a good mood, James the Game Gemmel.
He does kind of bop, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's light on his feet. He's nimble as can be. He's a pristine athlete and a hell of a fighter. And I didn't know that about this guy.
He's got a great shape.
He is into martial arts and is very skilled at it. And so he passes me in the hall and says, "Hey, Zane, how are you?" He's got this big, big, booming voice. "Hey, James, good to see you, buddy." "What are you doing?" "I'm watching an old video of Ali." "Yeah, that's incredible. What a story, huh?" I go, "Yeah. I was just watching him, some of his younger fights to older fights, and it's except for the ones really late. He seemed to be a hell of a defensive boxer, like his ability to dodge punches, block punches, and counterpunch." And then James said, Yeah, I fight the same way." "Well, now what? Have you seen the man fight? You don't know. You can't laugh at a guy who who beats people up all the time. James spars in martial arts, but he says that his sparring style is the same way." I said, "Really?
Could you imagine if he did his traffic reports like Ali? There's a crash on 131.
There's a 131 sucker on the median slow. I'm James Gemmel, and I'm good to go." And I go, I go, "Really?" And he says, "Yeah. Stand up. I'll show you." I go, "Oh, really? No. He goes, "I don't want to have to show you, but now I know deep down that he wants to show me."
"Oh, yeah."
And I go, "Oh, okay. Well, what do you," because he goes, "Well, what he does is," and he starts to explain it to me. And then he goes, "Never mind. Get up. Let me show you." And I go, "Okay." Now, I don't know anything about fighting, and I know he knows a lot about fighting and hand-to-hand combat. And so I'm in my office with James the Newsman from WJRW, and we've both got our dukes up. We're standing there toe-to-toe. And he says, "Okay, throw a punch."
I'm sure that was a very manly punch, too.
Well, I look like an old school, bare knuckle boxer. I don't know anything about fighting. And so I throw my right punch. And he goes, "You know, this is what I'll do." And he like smacks my arm and he counter punches or something like that. I don't know what it is. He goes, now, throw the other one." And so I throw the other one, and now I'm standing there with my arms crossed like I'm in the Village People in my office. and then he talks a little bit more, and he gives me about 10 other reasons why he'd be able to kill me in an instant. And I go, "I believe you. You absolutely."
He could just sit on you, too. He's about like two of you mashed together.
You know, you don't make this easier on me. I don't know if you're even here when he's here. But, when he hears those comments, he's going to grab me by the shirt and just throw me around and stuff me in one of the lockers. So, that's exactly how that went. As we get set for this big baseball game today at 11 o'clock at Fifth Third Ballpark, we need to get into Bill and I doing the game today. I cannot wait for this. Initially, the thought was,
I'm going to go and over-prepare and get this done and just have a great time and have all this information to unload on these people. However, there is a different plan, and we'll talk about that next as well. A new game that we're going to play today, and I have audio of what would happen if Donald Trump and Muhammad Ali got together. Do you remember yesterday how the audio of the day was Donald Trump saying, "There's my African American"? You remember that audio?
Yes.
It was a crazy bit of footage. And then there was the Muhammad Ali audio from the day. Well, I incorporated them together. Oh. I did a little audio arts and crafts. And you'll hear that next. It's 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You want the full show? You know what to do. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If not, that's cool too. Thank you for the time. And there you go. We'll talk to you next time right here.